Last week, I spoke about the season of Advent as a season of preparation. That is preparation both for the coming Christmas celebration, but also preparation for eternal life, preparation for welcoming the Lord into our lives. Well, this theme continues in the gospel today. We see John the Baptist who was out in the desert of Judea, and people were coming from around to hear him proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, John the Baptist was foretold by the prophet Isaiah, who said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." And of course, that's what John the Baptist was doing. He was preparing the way of the Lord. But his call isn't just prepare the way of the Lord 2,000 years ago back in Judea, back there off in the distance somewhere in the past. It's a call to us today as well, to prepare the way of the Lord in our lives today, now. Now, when John the Baptist was proclaiming his repentance, he predicted, as we saw in the gospel, that our Lord would baptize with the Holy Spirit in fire. Well, we have received that baptism with the Holy Spirit. We have received that baptism with the fire of Christ's love through our own baptisms. We've received that. The sad part, though, is many Catholics have allowed that fire to die down. That instead of being a blazing inferno in their souls, it is a smoldering ember. It's a fire that's about to go out. Now, it never will go out while we are here on earth, but we can't allow that fire to become just a coal that is putting out very little light and very little heat in our lives. One thing we are called to do during this Advent is to prepare the way of the Lord in our lives by allowing that fire to again blaze up in our souls. Allow it to be reignited and then stoked and fueled and fanned so that instead of being that coal that produces very little light and heat, it instead is a fire that engulfs our souls in Christ's love, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that it might shine forth from us, but that it also might draw us deeper into love of our Lord, that we might love our Lord all the more deeply and drink of His love, of His grace, of His mercy. So the question we need to ask ourselves during this Advent season is, what do we need to do to stoke the fire of Christ's love, stoke this fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives? What do we need to do to cause it to once again engulf our souls so that it is no longer cold and lifeless, but that it is warm and life-giving in our lives? But that's not the only preparation that we are called to do. There's another preparation that we are called to do during this Advent season. The gospel tells us, at that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. People were flocking to John the Baptist. People were coming from all over the region, many miles, to see John the Baptist and to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. Just as they flocked to John, there will be those who will be flocking to join us at Christmas. Now, I don't know if you realize this, but Christmas Eve, for the last 3 years that I've been here, Christmas Eve, there have been more people here for that one Mass, that 5:30 Mass, than we on average have for the whole weekend, for both Masses here in Malta. Now, to be fair, many of those people who are coming for Christmas Mass, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, there are people, there are family and friends who are coming from out of town, maybe people who lived here but have moved away, and they're coming back to visit. You know, of course, we're always glad to see them. We're glad that they're coming to join us and glad that they're coming to visit. But there will be many people who will be here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for Mass who live here in town, live here in this area, but don't make weekend Mass a priority. What we need to be doing as part of this Advent season is not just a personal preparation. What do I need to do to get ready for Christmas? But also a preparation as a community for how do we encourage those people who are local, those people who are from this area, who do not make weekend Mass a priority, to invite them to join us so that they will come again that weekend after Christmas, and then the weekend after that, and the weekend after that, and so on, so that weekend mass attendance once again becomes a priority in their life. It becomes a regular part of their lives, something that they do as part of their daily lives. What we're called to do is to follow St. Paul's encouragement. We're called to welcome one another then as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. We're called to invite them that as they come for this Christmas Mass, this Christmas Eve, Christmas Day Mass, that we invite them to use that as an opportunity to go deeper into their spiritual lives, as we ourselves seek to go deeper in our own spiritual lives, that we may journey together going into the depth of Christ's love, this fire of Christ's love. So as we prepare during this Advent season, may we seek that the fire of Christ's love, this fire of the Holy Spirit, be once again ignited in us, and that we welcome those who will be joining us so that we can see and that they can feel that fire in their lives as well.